Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am your host, Shelley Kino, and this is Hashtag No Limits. Hashtag No Limits is about people who society places limits upon, but who have busted through those limits. I believe Ophelia says in Hamlet that we know who we are, but not who we will be. I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is no better example of that than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. The caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells, and then it reforms into the butterfly. And then, as if that wasn't enough struggling, it has to fight in order for its wings to be strong enough to fly once it gets out of the cocoon. While those are no easy tasks, neither is busting through limits that society places upon you. And I am super excited today to bring to you Kristen and John from Sweet Abilities. I met Kristen a couple of summers ago, or maybe just last summer, when I was at a conference in Milwaukee, and I loved their product, and I can't wait for them to share that with you. So Kristen and John, thank you for joining me this afternoon. How are you?
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm good. How are you, John?
You good.
Good.
Good. Awesome. So, yeah, absolutely. So Kristen, tell us about you and Sweet Abilities and how it started.
Sure. So Kristen Corey is my name, and I was a special ed teacher. I kind of say I'm still a special ed teacher. My teaching environment has changed a little, but I taught in the classroom transition age students for 12 or 13 years. family dynamics plus my lack of frustration of the amount of jobs that were out there for my students. You know, every year I would kind of take inventory. I'd call and say, you know, what is so-and-so up to? Are they volunteering anywhere? Are they working? What are they up to? And I was discouraged by the amount of students, former students who were sitting home. I didn't see a reason for that. I felt like myself and my colleagues at the school and the transition program prepped them very well for jobs that were out there for them. But I didn't feel like the follow through was there in terms of the next step after school. So where my family was at the moment and feeling that discouragement of why are all my 95% of my students sitting home, I decided to leave the classroom, which was a huge jump for me. I loved my position. It was wonderful, but it was meant to be. So in 2020, I started Sweet Abilities, which sounds crazy. I think everyone thought I was a little, little crazy just because the world was shutting down. And when I realized it was going to shut down, I think in May, I realized this isn't going to be a short thing. So I ended up buying a trailer, and it's adorable. It was our first purchase ever. I don't even think we had a name yet for our company. I was seeing that we went from not enough to do and now even less to do. We had no Special Olympics happening. We didn't have any social gatherings. Any job they did have was not happening. So I said, you know what, even if this company, this idea that I had in my head doesn't get off the ground this summer, at least I have this trailer. They can come over to my house safely one-on-one. We can paint it. We can add some barn wood. We had all these ideas, and I can get them involved somehow once a week coming over. That lasted not too long because we had a friend who asked us to come and do her daughter's birthday party as kind of like a practice for us just to like do it. We did it, you know, in a COVID friendly way, of course, you don't just to see how that would work. And as soon as she posted something on Facebook, it kind of went crazy. So everyone's like, oh my gosh, you know, we're having birthday parties this summer, but it has to look a little different. Can you come, you know, not so many weddings the first summer, but just lots of other events that people were looking at kind of looking for a unique way to serve things in a safer way. And because we serve prepackaged items, we don't scoop. And that kind of is how that came about. I didn't want us to scoop. Scooping is hard work.
It is.
That wasn't really the point, you know, making our own product or touching or whatever. That wasn't the point of Sweet Abilities. Mm-hmm. The sweet point was to get them out of the house, help them feel like part of the community, and feeling fulfilled and proud of themselves. And that can happen in a really easy way, you know, like by finding the right labels in the freezer and all the behind the scenes stocking and picking up our product. They're part of this business just as much as I am behind the scenes. I try to get them involved in everything. I would send them home things to sticker, so that way on their off days, they still were working. I think the transition teacher in me and everybody listening that is in this field kind of understand that you can break apart all these different skills that you and I can do in quickly without really like appreciating all the mini steps, and I can get them involved, and which is the whole point. You know, I didn't get my master's to become an ice cream truck driver, but but I did get my master's in transition to help this population. I wanted to not only create opportunities, but opportunities that were accommodating and kind of focused on them. I felt like even some of the jobs my former students were getting, it was because maybe that was all there was. So somebody who isn't great at a fast-paced environment was being asked to work in a kitchen setting, right? And it's fast and it's not what they were even interested in, right? So like, I just felt like I could help out by not only starting a business, but tailoring it to fit their needs. We started in 2020. Every summer we are getting busier and busier, and our events look different every summer. Weddings started popping up again. John's done several weddings, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is always fun because they always want to include us on the dance floor, right?
Yeah.
So
are you a good dancer, John?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes.
That's me too. Sometimes I'm good. Depends on the song, right?
That's true.
There's many of them to choose from.
If Elvis came on, would you get down on the dance floor?
Yeah.
Oh, big Elvis fan. Okay.
Yeah.
So weddings, and we do corporate lunches and lots of school events, whether it's staff appreciation or kiddos just coming up and practicing. That's kind of the coolest thing. I love events that like have a full circle effect where I feel like there's students coming up and they're practicing their money skills, and they're, you know, using, and a speech teacher comes up with one of their kiddos and is practicing eye contact. Yep. And I'm like, it's like my favorite thing. So, you know, every event is so cool, but like, and that's the other thing. Like, I started the business thinking jobs, jobs, jobs. And like, these guys get the coolest opportunities. We go to different music festival things. And like, I can't think off the top of my head, but like all these little experiences that they get that they may not have, on their free time, because whether it's money cost to get into those types of events, right, transportation. So it's kind of like, it's just a, you know, they get paid, right?
Yep.
It's a paid job, of course, right? But as most of you guys know, money for these guys is like at the bottom of the list of priorities. Yeah. However, it's important that they know that they're equal workers, just like you.
Absolutely.
And I. But for someone like John, I think, and you'll find out when he talks to you, but that him and everybody, all my crew, just love looking at the calendar and seeing, you know, that I have them paired with different friends. So they get to see each other every month, and they get to talk to customers and just kind of get exposed, and also the community getting exposed to them. That's a big thing for me. I feel like inclusion is pushed so much, but on paper and in videos, but the best form of inclusion is walking up to our window and seeing what they can do, and seeing that we are here and we're a legitimate business and not a charity. And, you know, one of those types of those feelings, like, look at, they're serious. They're a for real LLC. So,
Yeah. So John, tell us about you, and thank you for being here.
Well, being myself, it's just me. And also then,
can you tell her a little bit about yourself?
Well, for me, I'm an employee. I work with sweet abilities, doing other ice cream stuff, doing taking people's orders, and also doing tallies, other kind of stuff, getting some money. Yeah.
He is a good money guy. He's good at the cash, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the iPad.
Yeah.
Because I was telling you earlier, Shelly, that he's good at technology. So a whole, you know, our iPad setup, he's good at keeping inventory and all that. All those like behind the scenes things people don't think about.
Right. That's John's job, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else do you, what about, about you, what do you like to do outside of work? Do you like to go to movies or anything?
Yeah, I go outside and go see a movie with like friends and families, yes. And
you're a big movie guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, you have an older sister.
Yeah.
And you live in Elkhorn. How old are you?
I'm 31 years old. I used to be 30 in the past, but now I'm 31 because since my cousin and the kids are living with me.
Yeah, so he has a full house, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, John is just a very outgoing guy. You can ask him any question about movies, what year movies were made, the produce way going way back to like 30s, 40s. So yeah, he's she probably has a few other questions. Okay.
Okay. Well, so I have a question that we didn't practice because I didn't know this about you, that you were a big Elvis fan and a big movie fan.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite Elvis movie?
And there's one of it. My favorite scene of the movie is when Elvis peeks out of the stage and then he starts singing jazzy music and he's going crazy and the audience are going crying crazy and doing all that.
Is that in the new movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way back in 2022.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was I haven't seen that movie, but
it's
like
really good.
It's like the story of his life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. I haven't seen it either, but John, of course. Yeah. But everybody always asks John for like a movie score. Like, what do you rate the movie, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to give Elvis probably maybe a low, maybe 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So better than bad.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. More good than bad. That's what I was trying to say.
He's a tough critic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what movies do you give a 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10. My personal favorite is Star Wars. My Empire Strikes Back. Okay. 1980. I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10.
1980 it was?
1980. Yeah. Holy cow. You weren't even born yet.
No, I wasn't.
Neither, actually.
Oh, seriously?
Just barely.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we're not going to talk about when I was born then. No. Oh, that's awesome. So 10 out of 10, Star Wars Empire Strikes Back. Okay. That's interesting. So, John, what is the best part for you of working at Sweet Abilities?
Well, myself, I really enjoy saying have a sweet day or taking people's orders and other kind of things. My job is usually sometimes on the truck, I have to be sweeping because I don't want any dust going on.
Right. Very, very important to have a clean environment because you're dealing with a lot of ice cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John, you have so many things that you're good at doing, you know, that he can kind of just, that's kind of one of those natural skills that you can't teach, is just kind of looking around and seeing what needs to be done next. He can pick up a broom on his off time and he'll start sweeping, which is like, how can you ask for any better of an employee than that? So.
Right. Absolutely.
You don't see that very often, do you?
No.
No, exactly. So out of all the jobs you do on the truck, what would be your favorite job?
Yeah, my favorite thing to do in that truck is I like to taste one of those ice creams, free ice creams, when I get done with jobs. Yes.
Yeah. They do get a free ice cream. And if they don't want the free ice cream, they get a couple extra bucks in their tip jars. But
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I figure, you know what? They get a perk, right? And the perk is either eating ice cream, or if they don't feel like it, which is always a healthy choice too, then they get a couple extra dollars. So, but John usually takes the ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you list some of the names of the ice creams?
Oh, there's Purple Moon, Espresso, there's Salted Caramel, Vanilla, and Chocolate.
What about the sandwiches?
There's sandwiches are like Espresso, Purple Moon, Vanilla, and Mint Chocolate.
Do we have some adult flavors too that some of the adults really like? Do you remember? Mm-hmm.
I do.
Brandy
Old Fashioned.
Yeah.
Or some other people call them Bradley Old Fashioned.
Oh, yeah. We have a BJ who is supposed to be here today. His name is Bradley. And so they call him Bradley Old Fashioned as a nickname.
Yeah.
And then we have a whiskey, too.
Whiskey, Snickerdoodles.
And that's adult only, right?
Yes, it's for adults, not for kids.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you have to be 21 or older to get that one.
So our ice cream comes locally from within like 30 minutes from us. We actually carry a few different kinds of treats now. Purple Door is out of Milwaukee, really close to where I met you, Shelley.
Okay.
And so they're all very small ice cream shops that prepackage them for us. Because like I said, that was the hardest thing, was finding prepackaged ice cream that wasn't filled with dye and artificial stuff. That was important for me to also, there's all these little things that I wanted to make sure I could check off when we started Sweetabilities. And that was one of them that with the treats that we served, I felt good about. And they may be a little pricier, but you know that you're having a locally made treat, small business with ingredients you can say. And so Purple Door is one of them. Yeah. And then the newest ice cream shop that we just added on was Scratch. Yeah. They're also within 30 minutes from us. And so we just wanted to add some new, especially they have a really good lineup of dairy-free flavors, which was important to us too, because we have some allergy-friendly workers and customers.
Yeah.
And then Pete's Pops, another Milwaukee-based, all-natural, no fake sugar, real fruit. There's like three ingredients in each of the popsicles. So John probably has tried them all, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. What did you say?
So what is your favorite?
My favorite is that Purple Moon sandwiches instead of ice cream, because they're getting so expensive nowadays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You like the everything. Ice cream sandwich with the sugar cookie?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, so Purple Moon was the ice cream flavor that I received last year. So tell us a little bit. There's something special about Purple Moon. How do you describe it?
Purple Moon is like Fruity Pebbles, like Blue Moon, something like that.
Yeah, it tastes like a Blue Moon, right?
Yeah.
That's a question John gets maybe 50 times a day on the truck. I thought about putting it on the menu, like how to explain it. And then I'm like, no, because he's going to explain it regardless. So, and why do, you know, but people ask because, you know, it's a little different of a name, but it's purple.
Yeah.
And it's not dyed artificially. So it's kind of cool. The kids like it. And I can kind of give the parents a wink knowing that it's colored with blueberries, which a lot of kids, if they knew that, probably wouldn't eat it. So it tastes like Fruity Pebbles, right? And it looks fun. So it's kind of one of those fun flavors that we have.
Yeah, I have to say, I was a little hesitant when, you know, I heard, I'm like, okay, how does ice cream taste like cereal? But it really did.
And it's not like overly sweet because of the stuff that's in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's very important, what you were saying earlier about having natural ingredients, or at least, you know, ingredients that aren't harmful necessarily.
Yeah. My daughter has an allergy to Red 40, and that was like my first experience with a dye allergy. And it was, you know, a non-medical tip that someone had just told me to look up, and I couldn't believe the side effect, possible side effects. And I couldn't believe that the U.S., you know, was one of, you know, there's lots of countries that have that banned. And so luckily, though, like if you really look around, you just start looking at that and noticing that there's alternative candies she can have. And there's lots of, you know, there's some ketchups that have it in. And it's like, why? Why do you need to? So, so
you're using tomatoes and they're red. So why do you need to make it redder?
Yeah, well, exactly. I know it's all for appeal, right? So, so I knew I wanted local and good, but then I started adding on top of that things that, you know, try to avoid the color, the fake color. So,
right. Yeah. And that's fantastic that, you know, you're able to get these things locally sourced.
Right? I know.
So, how far away do you go with your truck as far as like what's your radius?
I try to stick within like 30 minutes. I know we've been asked and we have done for, I'm in Milwaukee. Milwaukee was 30 minutes. I mean, it also has to depend on like, cause the truck is old. It's an old post office truck. It's super cute. When I say post office, back in the day, the post office in the 90s delivered packages because Amazon wasn't a thing. Right. So, their trucks looked the same in the front, like a little snout. They're longer because they delivered packages. So we have a 1990 former post office truck. And thanks to the, it came to us very rough, rougher than I was hoping when it got delivered. So it was a community effort for sure. We had welders helping us with the frame that I didn't know was shot and all these different, I won't get into it because it was a mess, but it's a success story thanks to our sponsors. So like on the back of our truck, I put everybody that gave, you know, a certain amount of money that helped put towards whether that was mechanical or, you know, getting the whole truck wrapped. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Look at that. That's you in there, John.
Yeah, me and Carla.
Yeah. Yeah. That's part of the truck, the backside of the truck. And if you see on the left side, that's our mission statement. And then we have a really cool chalkboard that we can write on, you know, before we were like printing menus and taping it to our trailer. And so it's, oh, you know, overall it was all meant to be. And again, thanks to all of our sponsors, there's no way we could have afforded to make the truck look the way it does and run the way it does. It actually is at a place right now getting air conditioning put in.
Oh.
So which like a pop-up, almost like a camper would have. It was hot this summer, even with little fans and things like that. So, you know, we don't have a lot of margins, you know, as a teacher, I'm learning more about business. I had the heart, but that doesn't mean I knew all the, what numbers I should be having and all this stuff. And so this is our fourth summer coming up and I'm learning about more about margins and more about traveling costs, you know, looking at like the 30 minute mark. I also would tell people like, I have to consider our time and our gas and our mileage. And those are things I had a hard time doing in the past. Mm-hmm. So our profits have not allowed us to, would not have allowed us to get that truck in the first place. Or, look at that. That's at,
I was trying to find one where you could see the whole truck.
That's cool. Yeah. That's at the petting farm that we go to in Waterford.
Yeah.
Green Meadows, right?
Yeah.
That's one of our favorite places. It's just, I'll get into that in a minute, but yeah, so we just are really lucky to have people who donate to us. And I've been asked why we're not in a non-for-profit. It's not like completely out of my mind yet. I think when I first started, I just had this like vision that I wanted people to take us very seriously, that we weren't a charity and that we offer a service and, you know, but it goes back and forth, you know? So luckily we have sponsors that didn't care about having the tax write-off, you know, they didn't care that we weren't a 501(c) or whatever, because we were, we were a business with a mission, you know, we were a mission-based small business that's trying to change the community and change these guys' lives. So luckily so far we've had companies that are like, absolutely, you know, we can donate this, or we can help you paint that or add this to it. So far our community has been outstanding. So looking back at the events, I just don't want to forget to say this, but one of the things that I think, when people ask us to book their events. I have to also take into consideration the accommodations that we need. That's something that maybe your typical food truck wouldn't really like think about, but I have to think about how close the bathrooms are and mm-hmm. are the bathrooms accessible? Are they porta potties? Not cool, you know?
Right. No.
And how is the terrain of walking and how are we going to be near shade because temperature control can be very difficult. So I always have to think about that. And I think that's one thing that probably sets us apart from most businesses is that, but that's the whole reason I started this is because there's not a lot of people that would do that. They wouldn't say, you know, okay, yeah, we'll hire John, but we're going to make sure that he's staying cool and he has a bathroom that he's comfortable in. And, So anyway, those are the things. So when we find places like Green Meadows, not only are the owners, people like that are just so sweet and kind and welcoming, and they don't charge us to come, which a lot of people would, but they also understand that we need certain accommodations yeah. and they are open to that. And we love going to those places, right? Yeah. We feel welcome and we feel respected too, you know? So,
yeah. So if it's all right with you, I'd like to ask a bit of a personal
sure.
kind of a question, mm-hmm. Because my hope for this is that, you know, people's perspectives are being broadened because they're watching hashtag No Limits and learning about all these different things that they maybe didn't know about. So when you're saying like the terrain is important and having, you know, something besides a porta potty, there might be people watching going, I don't understand why that's important or why that's sure. necessary.
Okay. Yeah. So, John has difficulty walking on like off, especially now because he had broke his hip a few months ago, but he's yeah. getting better. He, you know, he's just off balance. And there's also a couple of my crew who are off balance or use a wheelchair or whatever. So it's just the safety of them in general, the terrain I always look at, like making sure we can just get somewhere and not feel like there's potholes or too much hill, you know, to try to go up and down. Cause we deliver at different events too. We don't just stay in the okay. truck. So, so just making sure that they're physically able and comfortable and safe to do their job. So, and not that we couldn't take a job that has, you know, something like that and we can adapt to that, but it's just things that I have to think about as a former special ed teacher, boss, all that stuff. Bathrooms, not all my crew is 100% independent in the bathroom. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. And that's just part of life for everybody. So if I need to help them, we need to make sure that I can help them. And if they need a railing to hold on the side, then we just need to make sure that there's accessible bathrooms like that. So, and sometimes we've had porta potties and I've known that ahead of time. So whoever I book that job with, I know that they'll be able to be safe using something like a porta potty. So, right. Does that make sense to you? So I yep. just, it's yep. just kind of, and I know it makes sense to you. You were making sure the listeners, but, yeah, it's just those physical limitations that I want to make sure do not limit them in the job. So,
right.
Because there's no reason for that. So it's right. like someone thinks ahead of time and I, you know, make sure that we're prepped for it and stuff. We're good. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So John, do you work anywhere else?
There's other restaurant. I used to go back in the days and Elkhorn was Holy Cannoli.
Okay. So he did have a job. Oh, okay. He did have a job for like 10 years at a little Italian restaurant in Elkhorn. What was it called again?
Holy Cannoli.
Holy Cannoli. And they were
Holy Cannoli.
John like was part of the family. Yeah. COVID kind of pushed it out the door a little bit just because of the small little area he was in, but they adapted to him for 10 years and they were wonderful. But then you got a job at Sweet Abilities, and where else do you work? Right now,
Sweet Abilities, End of the Leash.
What is End of the Leash?
It's like a pet store, and I know these two big dog named Finny and Brinks.
Yeah, there's two store dogs there. He loves.
Oh yeah,
him and his buddy BJ, who is supposed to be here today. They both work there. And what do you guys do there?
I just stock cans and do other kind of stuff. No pushing, just just keeping nice and straight so it doesn't have to slip off all the time.
So before I started Sweet Abilities, there was a gap between when I left my career and I started job coaching. So like, I was like, why isn't anyone just knocking on doors and going and finding them jobs? So that's what I did before we started the ice cream company. So that's how these other jobs that I, so I'm essentially like their job coach at these other jobs as well when we're not at Sweet Abilities. And so I still do that with them just because, you know, it's another job for them to do. So yeah, they stock cans at the place. And when he says no pushing, that's kind of an inside joke because
Joe,
we have to look at what Joe, yeah. What do we have to look at the bottom of the can?
Just look at the labels.
The date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Expiration date.
We kind of say no pushing. Cause like if we push the cans back and we put new ones, it falls. The dates might be too. That's a hard concept. The putting the new dates in the back. And so anyway, and that's kind of where the whole job coaching thing, I was feeling like there was this gap that was happening. Like if they were working out in the community, it wouldn't last long enough because either the job coach faded away too fast or it wasn't the right fit of a job coach. Him and BJ have been at this job with End of the Leash for 4 years and it's been me as their job coach. And I think that helps, you know, they have a consistent and I back away a little bit every time, or I introduce a new skill and get back in there with them. So I had that knowledge and capability of doing that from my job at the school, but it's like my dream come true that I get to work with the same population, but in the community. So, you know, and I get to see that other environment aspect of what I was prepping my students for. And now I'm like right in there. So it's fun.
Yeah.
Would you mind explaining what a job coach is? Because again, I have a feeling, and honestly, I have to admit this myself, even as a special education teacher for many years, because I only worked K-8. So I really didn't understand, you know, exactly the some of the things that a job coach might do, or like what the real purpose is.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm using the transition term, would be the opposite end of the age group of, you know, K-8. So like I had students that had already finished their high school experience. They were still in the same building, but we had, you know, in Wisconsin, they can go to school until they're 21. I'm not sure if Illinois is the same.
Illinois, we go up to their day before their 22nd birthday. And now since COVID, we've actually, our governor expanded it to, they can go all the way through the school year of where they turn 22.
Wow. Yeah. So that's like a whole extra year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like if they turn 21 prior to Labor Day or like the start of school, that was it. You know, that's it. Yeah. But if they turn 21 September 7th, for example, they can finish the whole year. So it's kind of interesting. But anyway, so we just felt like, and a lot of school districts felt like if they're getting these extra few years after they have finished their 4 years of high school, are those 3 years or 2 or 3 years best used repeating social studies and repeating, you know, that kind of stuff? Or do we need to focus on their IEPs and look at and say, their IEP should say, what's the plan for after school? So if John wants to work in a restaurant, this is the time during those last few years, their transition age years, to focus on the skills that he can learn in school and then potentially start getting them out and working. So that way the drop from school to the real world is not so steep, right? It's more of a transition. So that's kind of what I did at school. And then, there's state programs that come in, are supposed to come in and help them. And I won't get into all of that, but, they're all different. So, but they provided job coaches on the job. So I don't work for the state programs. I work privately for their families. And so when we found him a job, so I found him the job and I stay there. There's times where I walk away and I try to challenge him and stuff, but my job is to to make sure that they know the steps from the minute they punch in to the minute they punch out. And that could be using visuals. He had a keychain on his belt at one point that kind of helped him figure out what the next step would be if he got stuck. You know, just all those like adaptations that special ed teachers and parents do for these guys to make them more independent. So I'm there and I'm working. I work alongside with them too, just because I feel like I understand a job coach usually is just kind of a supervisor that like makes sure that they keep working. But I feel like part of it is them watching me work too, kind of sure. a mirror image of them, you know, to show them how to keep going and doing things. So I went from teaching all of these skills to in the classroom to now teaching them in the community. And I think that employers really appreciate, especially, and I'm not saying everybody with unique abilities and they don't always need to have a job coach with them all the time. I mean, obviously the end goal at some point, if possible, is to kind of fade a coach away so they can and get those what's called natural supports, which means other employees at the business can help them, or they can do it themselves eventually. And it just depends on the job and the person. But I think the employer appreciates that it's the same that I'm there every week with them, and yeah. they can create a rapport, and they don't have to be worried about John. You know, if there's personal care things going on, I'm there for that too. Okay. So a job coach pretty much just makes sure in general for all the whole circle is just that they are just successful and as independent as possible on the job in every way, shape or form.
Okay. John, I'm going to ask you a question that might get you in trouble when you answer.
What?
So you work for Sweet Abilities.
Yeah.
And you work for End of the Leash.
Ooh. Yeah.
Both places you work with Kristen. For that, your answer won't get you in trouble. But which of those two places is your favorite place?
It's so hard for me to say. I think I choose Sweet Abilities because it's easier. It's easier, nice day and stuff like that.
Oh, like being outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
When you say easier, do you think our job is pretty, well, so is End of the Leash, very routine. We try to make it very routine. There are some new things that I try to throw at them, you know, at End of the Leash to try to, you know, change it up a little bit. I think that's good once in a while. But yeah, it's kind of funny because like when I'm their job coach at End of the Leash, he's my boss.
Oh.
But when they're working for me at Sweet Abilities, I'm their boss, right?
Yeah.
So I'm surprised he picked that because he. No, we do have a lot of fun. We do. And I think, like I said, that I think his answer, and Johnny, tell me if I'm wrong, but when you say Sweet Abilities is your favorite, it's probably because you get to do all those experiences that I kind of talked about before. He loves meeting new people. And right, John? Is that what you mean?
Yes. And the most important thing when no one else is working. Sometimes I work by myself in the ice cream. Sometimes I have employees to help me with, like sort of like Carla or Nick or something.
Yeah, so we have 9 employees, not including myself. I say that I should add myself one of these days on the payroll, but I don't. But if you add me, there's 10. 5 ladies, 5 young men. So
okay.
We have a nice even number. We just hired Nick, and so he is our most recent. I know you have a group picture of us, Shelley, that you can share. Nick's not part of this picture just because he just was added on. Obviously, I get approached a lot from parents who are looking for employment for their young adults. I'd love to say yes to everybody. We do so many fun things outside of work, like, you know, kind of get to know each other type of thing. This was a dance party we had in November because we had a lot of November birthdays, including both of us. Right.
Yeah.
I held a little dance party at a dance studio and they did like an adapted hip hop class for us, which was super cool. Yeah. So we try to do a lot of these, you know, little gatherings outside of work because I think that's important for so many reasons. So Yeah. So we have a lot of different employees, but going back to what John was saying, you said you like to work with other people, and that, yes. I think if you really look at the amount of work it would truly take you or I or most people to do an event, myself and like one other worker could be enough. You know, you saw me and Abby that day mm-hmm. working, but we were, you know, first of all, my goal is that I don't even have to do much of the work. I kind of stand back and I supervise and I help. So I always try to pair them. Look at all those pictures. Mm-hmm. I always try to pair them with a friend, a coworker, and he just, I do it more. I do it because I feel like there's plenty of jobs that I can break down for them to do. But John just said another reason. He loves to work with friends. Like, it's just a whole nother piece to the puzzle of getting to know your friends, looking forward to, you know, when there's not a customer for 10 minutes, it's like a million skills you can teach. Like, hey guys, we don't have a customer. What could we chat about? What do people chat about on their breaks? You know? So just that social piece of, you know, starting conversations and asking questions yeah. and, so look at that. That's mm-hmm. BJ. So, here, this is kind of one of those full circle things I love talking about. But BJ, that's not a paycheck. Those are those treats.
No, it's treats.
So if BJ was here, I would make him tell you, but I'll tell you.
So that's why I paused on this, because yeah. I saw that it was BJ.
So BJ, as you can see, you know, there's pictures there. He's logging in at work. There's John. He's stacking his cans down there. Mm-hmm. But Anna Delicia has been so wonderful to us for so many reasons. One of which is they donate these, they do all natural, grain free. Their treats are all, you know, everything's American made, very good for you type of thing for the dogs and cats. But so they donate these treats to us, and it kind of gives BJ during COVID, BJ especially was home. Just being more medically fragile, he was home a lot longer, and I was not okay with that. So with their help at End of the Leash, they donated the bags, the labels, and the treats. And he's able to do this job at home independently, completely.
Oh, fantastic.
And then we deliver them, right? Where do we deliver them to?
We deliver them to, like, for example, you talked to me about those groomers.
Yeah, a groomer. Yeah, there's one of the pictures. Yep, a groomer. So they... that's a local place in Miguanico, Starbucks. We deliver
Starbucks,
to,
yes.
A bank.
And the bank.
And a bank, because you know, places where people bring their dogs through the drive-through, and and then at Starbucks they give away these like puppuccinos, which is whipped cream, and some people don't want their dogs having like sugar and all that stuff. So right. This is a nice alternative, and again, it's like, how many different good things about this can we even say? You know, it gives BJ a job. It gets our name out there and our mission out there. It gets End of the Leash's mission out there of feeding good natural food to the pets. So I don't know. It's just a win-win. And again, that's just a perfect example of community support that keeps us going. Oh, that's a new thing we're doing this year right here.
What it's our opening day.
Yeah. For the baseball.
And baseball thing, May 12th, 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we'll be at a few of the minor league games in up here in Oconomowoc. Okay. So, yeah. So we have some really fun events going on this summer that we've never done before. Oh, there's our new employee.
Yep. That's Nick.
That's Nick. Nick came to us from Illinois, actually.
Yes.
Oh.
I was in Illinois too, Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, you born in Chicago, weren't you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Me and my sister.
Yep.
Well, I am very, very far away from Chicago. I'm not all the way at the bottom of Illinois. They're still like 2 hours south of me yet, but.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So it's always funny because when people think of Illinois, they think of Chicago, and I'm like, not even close.
Not even close. When you said the other day that there was like tornadoes or something, you were saying, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a school that we were just at the other day serving, but we didn't just serve. After we served, we went into classrooms, and their whole month was all about changing community for the better. Inclusion was one of the words that first graders were learning about, and sign language. And so it kind of connected for us to come and just chat with them. So As much as we can, we try to do those types of things because it's not about necessarily just getting our name out there. It's about the mission, what we're trying to do. Because I think I mentioned this at the conference that I was at, but when I talk to parents who come up and they are looking for jobs, and I wish I could hire every one of them for their young adults, I just try to have them step back and like just take a look at, you know, what their interests are, their abilities are, and start thinking small. It doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, a job that is showing for hire. You can be creative with whether you start a job or whether everyone knows people networking in their community. Mm-hmm. You go to the hair salon, you go to different stores, and you kind of sometimes have to not be afraid to say, like, is there any, you know, jobs that maybe your employees don't get to, and you could use someone to come in a few hours a week. You know, I just try to get the parents and teachers in the mm-hmm. transition world to just kind of start thinking about like being more creative with job opportunities, that it doesn't have to necessarily right. be your in the box, black and white type of job, you know, environment. Exactly. You know, it can be different.
So I'm noticing as I'm going through first of all, I see John in a lot of pictures. is that because he's always wherever the camera is, or does he just work that much?
Yeah, he works a lot. He does. He's always willing to, if somebody's sick or,
yeah.
Everybody's different. So if there's an event coming up where the heat is going to be kind of, you know, John's one of those that perhaps could handle the heat a little bit more or know how to keep himself cool. So like, he's kind of one of those that I can always count on if it's not an appropriate environment for everybody.
Gotcha.
But again, I try to make sure that we do it. Yeah. So these two always work at this location, 'cause that's at end of the leash. So they also let us come and do like pop-up events. So,
okay.
You'll see John and BJ a lot at these types of things, but in the summer, yeah, I try to make it very. I look at the calendar, and I think of temperature, environment, time of day. You know, not everybody's a night owl like this one, and sometimes our events are like 6 to 9 p.m. So that limits me to who I put on there. But I try to make it as even as possible, so they all get as many opportunities as possible. We do bike nights. The noise isn't for everybody, right? The loud range. And so I have to, like, when I'm doing my calendar, I literally sit there and I stare at it and I think, who can do that? And should I move that person? So it's kind of it's something, again, that most businesses don't need to do, nor will they, or know how to even adapt things like that. So that's right. the benefit of starting your own business, is that I know these guys and I know what they need, and we make it work. So,
yeah. And I love that you have to, and I appreciate that you think about all of those things, because you are trying to make the environment the best for everyone involved.
And if you hear, you know, that's the other thing I was hearing from parents, like, you know, they really started off good at this job, and then, you know, it could be something so simple that set them off, or that made them not want to go back. And then you have to start digging, like, maybe it was too loud. Maybe somebody said something in a certain way that they didn't understand and they took it the wrong way. Or maybe right. they said something that someone else took the wrong way. So, you know, it doesn't have to be anything about their abilities that could make a job unsuccessful for them. It could right. just be something as simple as a misunderstanding that you and I don't have that issues with. So like, right. That's what a job coach is very helpful with. We kind of are in the middle there to make sure that, you know, his jokes are understood pretty clear at work. They all know John now after 4 years, and they love it.
Yeah. But I mean, Mojo, like, Jones says Mr. Vacation all the time.
Yeah. His boss always, yeah. It's just inside jokes. And that's what I love. 'Cause it's like, that's such yeah. a natural thing to do at work, is like right. around with your coworkers.
Exactly.
Yeah. But like, sometimes that can't happen unless there's someone there helping facilitate that. So,
right.
that's why I feel like the job coach really comes in handy, as long as it's, you know, again, the same one, consistent, a good match for them and a good match for the employer. So that's just something the listeners can think about when, whether they hire their own job coach someday for their young adults, or they use a state program or a private funded program or whatever. Just, I think the having that connection, it's not just they come and they teach them the job. Like, you know, the success right. also comes from the connection between the relationships that are being built. And I think that's why we've had so much luck with not only Sweet Abilities, but the other jobs in the community too.
Yeah. And so I want to do a couple things because while this is a live stream right now, eventually it will be a podcast. So I do want to just read out your Facebook address so that people can find you on Facebook. It's the facebook.com/sweettreatswithamission. So Sweet Treats with a Mission, just look them up on Facebook. I'm sure if they typed in Sweet Abilities.
It does. Yeah. It's funny.
I think that's all I typed in. So
that whole like thing you just said, I'm like looking at it, I'm like, wow, I don't remember writing that. But I probably had to, because maybe Sweet Abilities was taken or whatever. So I had to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, not trying to brag, but we are pretty popular on Facebook, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get better at Instagram, because people telling me that the younger generation does more Instagram. So
yeah, it's true. Now, when this comes out as a podcast, it'll be about a year and a half from when it was aired live. So who knows what the trends will be at that point? There could be another new social media platform by then.
Right. Yeah.
And you and I will be just, you know, catching up with Instagram and
we're like, wait, Facebook's not a thing anymore.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
But I think you can just click Sweet Abilities and then we pop up our logo there. So
yeah.
And then the second thing that I noticed, you know, as we've been talking, all of the treats that we mentioned were ice cream and pops. And for those of you who are just going to be able to listen to this, but I did share some pictures of some of the delicious treats. But then you also, at like the pop-up that I just showed the picture of John and BJ, that you had cake pops and Rice Krispie treats. So just give me
sure.
And I know too, with your menu, you said it was better to have the chalkboard because your menu changed frequently. So if you can just talk to that for just a minute.
Yeah, sure. So in the winter, especially ice cream is just not the most popular thing in the world to get. So in order to keep our jobs for Sweet Abilities as keep going in the winter, I added on a couple local, again, all local within 30 minutes. So Carrie's Krispies, she was a special ed teacher and she started up a brick and mortar, kind of, again, full circle thing. I felt like this is just meant to be. We buy these products just like the ice cream wholesale. We sell them resale. So those are like giant gourmet, really cool, unique flavored Krispies, prepackaged, easy for these guys to look at the label, stock them. We get asked a lot if we make these things. Again, we don't, because that wasn't the purpose. The purpose was for them to do the job skills and not necessarily be cooking and baking and all that stuff. Plus, it's a health department nightmare. So, other things we sell, like what else do we sell? Cake pops, chocolate covered
Oreos.
That's from a little baker, again, not far from here, Tasty Treats. I met her through when the hot cocoa bomb craze was out. I don't know if you remember this, but everyone wanted hot cocoa bombs. And so we started selling those and she was our distributor for that. And it just kind of, she's just a big supporter of us and awesome. So, we did this again because we don't do a lot of that in the summer, just melting and all that stuff. But like in the winter, that was the only way to keep these guys busy throughout the winter. I didn't want their jobs to end in, October, November,
right?
You know, it's a lot slower in the winter, but at least it's something they can look forward to every month doing. So,
yeah. Well, John and Kristen, we are coming to the end of our time together. I so very much appreciate you being with me today and sharing all of what you've shared so far. I do just want to give you one last chance. Is there anything else that you would like to share with my audience?
Something about what we've been talking about. Do you have anything you want to share?
I think I'm going to share about is like, for example, I think probably I really enjoy doing the register, all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. He does. You are very good at multitasking and talking to people. And he said, have a sweet day before.
Yeah.
Can you say it again once?
Have a sweet day.
You'll hear that. If you're a customer and you come up to the truck, he came up with that slogan. And so now our we're not wearing our t-shirts today, but on the back of our I said one day, the first summer, I said, someday when we make it big, John, we're going to get t-shirts that say that. And now we have t-shirts that say, have a sweet day on the back. Because he came up with that.
Yeah, I did. Because Abby just put her back of her name saying, have a sweet day, showing off her.
Yeah, they're goof around, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a perfect saying for the name of your company and what you're doing. So
exactly. I thought
that's 100% on task. I mean, on target. That's awesome. All right. Anything else from you, Kristen?
Not at the now. I'm sure I talked a lot. So sorry if we went over, but I'm just really, thank you for having us. I love being able to get what we are doing out there more, just so other people that are listening can kind of see that taking the jump from my classroom to doing this was probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, but it's so worth it. I just feel like every day I'm able to change their life. And I hope that other people can feel the same and feel like they can do the same thing. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you again for being here. And I'm going to have John close us out with your saying one more time, and that'll be it for us today.
Have a sweet day, stuff like that, and also happy St. Patrick's Day because it's coming up on the 17th.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true. All right. Thanks, everyone. Thank you. Next time. Bye-bye.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelly Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelly Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelly Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shellykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shellykino.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.